Sechtes Mikvoyes, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hei. In the next two Mishnayos, we're going to continue discussing the halacha of Gimel, Lugim, Mayim, Sheuvim, three Lugim, a measurement of three Lugim of Mayim, Sheuvim that falls into a mikveh before the mikveh had a total of 40 soim of Megishamim, of rainwater. So the mikveh says, Mikveh, Sheyesh Boi Sholish Gumois Shamayim, a mikveh which, let's try to imagine a pit with walls that are angled, and in the walls there are pockets, there are crevices. And let's say each crevice, which are going along upside, on the upside of the wall, going along the wall, so each one has a capacity of a loik. So, sholish gumoy shamayim, this mikveh in the wall of it, that's going to contain the megishamim, in the wall there are crevices, and each one, it has in it, contains already in it, one loig of mayim she'uvim. So let's just see that in the Mishnah. Mikveh, a mikveh, sheyeshboi, that it has on one of its walls. Sholish gumois, three indentations, shamayim she'uvim, that contain water which was already previously in a vessel. Shel loig loig, each one to the measurement of a loig, and in total it has gimelugim. And now, you're filling up the mikveh with rainwater. The rainwater coming to the mikveh hasn't yet been affected by the three lugim of mayim she'uvim. So technically, this mikveh should be kosher. However, im yidua, if he knows that it the mikveh filled up aboim so mayim k'sherim with 40 soim of kosher rainwater ad shelo higia l'guma shlishis, until it reached the level of the third hole. So then the mikveh doesn't have three lugim in it of mayim she'uvim. Kosher, so this mikveh is a kosher mikveh, ve'im lav. However, if it's not, if he can't determine whether there's a measurement of 40 saw until the line beneath the third, the last, or the highest hole in the wall, and perhaps by the time the mikveh filled up with 40 saw, all three holes already lined up with the mikveh, and their waters are collectively connected to the mikveh, so then this mikveh has three lugim of mayim she'uvim in it at the very same time that it's filling up with memsah. So then the mikveh is pasul. Rav Shimon machshir. However, Rav Shimon disagrees with the Tanakhama, and he holds that this mikveh is kosher. Mipnei shehu k'mikveh samach l'mikveh, being that these pockets run alongside the wall, so these three lugim are considered like a mikveh that's alongside a mikveh, where we only have to look at the fill of rainwater in the mikveh itself, and we don't have to be concerned about the three lugim that are alongside the walls. Of course, the Chachamim also agreed to the concept of mikveh samach l'mikveh, which we're going to learn in later Mishnayos. However, over here, they hold since that the entire mikveh is one big crevice where the rainwater is filling up, all the holes that have megishamim in it, all the walls that have in them mayim she'uvim, amit starif, are considered collectively connected to the mikveh, and therefore the mikveh would be pasul. However, Rav Shimon disagrees, being that there's only a derabanan, so in this situation we can view it as a mikveh samach l'mikveh. Mesechtas Mikvoyes, Perik Beis, Mishnah Vav. So in addition to the halacha of mayim she'uvim, there's another halacha that we learn out of Pesukim, and that is that a mikveh that was tfisa al yidei yad adam, that the water was gathered with the intervention of human hands, in other words, human hands collected the water and put them into the mikveh, is also pasul. Whether this is identical to the pasul of Shuvim is a discussion in the Poskim, but for the purpose of this Mishnah, let us assume that it has the same problem as Shuvim. So the Mishnah tells us, Hamasanek, if a person had a mikveh and there was a lot of mud or dirt mixed into the water, and he wants to separate the dirt from the water and therefore make the water clear so he can immerse himself in the water, so he's pushing aside. Hamasanek, he's one who's pushing aside, esatit, the dirt, litstodin, to the sides, and he's totally in the mikveh. He never raised any of this outside the mikveh. He didn't uproot the dirt from the mikveh, but rather in the mikveh itself, he's separating it umashchoi, and he pushed aside mimenu shloisha lugim, three lugim of water. Kasha, the mikveh is kasha, because being that the mikveh, these water, which was originally megishamim, that fell into the mikveh without the advantage of a vessel or human hands, and now it is in the mikveh proper. And in the mikveh itself, he pushes it aside, meaning that it never left the mikveh. It has a locha of kosher water, and we don't consider this tfisas yad odom. However, let's say he lifts up the dirt out of the mikveh, and he drains or strains from it, mimena from it, shleisha lugim, three lugim. So then, those three lugim, they were not connected to the mikveh, they now become tfisas odom, which would be equivalent to shuvim. They fall back into the mikveh, so therefore passes the mikveh, because over here the mikveh hasn't yet reached the threshold of 40 sa of megishamim. However, Shimon holds that this is kosher. This mikveh doesn't become possible. Why? Because he didn't have any intention of drawing out the water and making it feces yet odom, but the person's intention was to get rid of the dirt from the water, and therefore, water which accidentally ended up in his hands and fell through his hands into the mikveh is not considered tfisa ayidei odom, and therefore the mikveh is kosher.